to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and I am coming to you hot off a busy, busy weekend. Not only was it jam-packed with baby birthday parties, which, by the way, I love going to a baby birthday party. I love it because there's plenty of food. You know they're going to have yummies. There's always some sort of entertainment, and the entertainment is just simple and fun. It's always like live music, which is great, or like kids get to play with stuff, which is great, or kids get to play together in like a soft play space, which none of us really have in our own homes, so it's great. I had that, which was fun, but there's other stuff I did, which I can't wait to tell you about. Namely, two things. I'll ramp up to the big one. The first one that I did is that on Saturday night, my friend Jamie and I went to go see Singing in the Rain at Vidiot's. It's this place in LA that is a movie theater. It's kind of like an independent movie theater. And I had never seen Singing in the Rain. I never watched a lot of movies growing up. I've probably mentioned this on the pod, but I'd never seen it. And I didn't know it was incredible. You know, like old movies, I've seen some, like sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. I didn't realize not only does this movie hold up so well, but it's incredible. It's incredible. And I'm sure people who've seen this movie for a zillion years are like, yeah, you doofus. Of course it's great. It is so great. I didn't know how great it was. It was so nice to see it on a big screen. Also, just going to like a non-AMC, going to like a local theater in Los Angeles. I think it's in the Eagle Rock area. The theater was packed. There were families. There were people on dates. There were friends. Like, it was just packed with people. It was, I think, probably sold out, which is like a Singing in the Rain screening sold out on a Saturday night. I love it here. And people clapped and cheered after all the musical numbers, which was so fun. It was so nice to be in like a lively environment for that. And I had wonderful popcorn. And my friend Jamie treated me to great hot dogs and a soft pretzel down the way at a bar called Waltz. I mean, how great. But more importantly, I did one other incredible thing this weekend, which is that I finally went to the Magic Castle. I don't know what took me so long. It is hard to get in this place. If you haven't heard of it, it's essentially, let me grab the official name. I have the Showtime brochure next to me. The Magic Castle is home to the Academy of Magical Arts. And basically, it is a castle. It is a whole castle in Hollywood, in California, that is a members-only club. It's like a magician members-only club, and you can only get in through a member, through a magician, if you casually are friends with a magician who's a member, or you can get in by staying at the Magic Castle's hotel, and they grant you guest access to visit. My friend Julie Tremaine, who's a wonderful reporter, was doing a story on Magic Castle. I hope I'm not blowing up her spot. I mentioned that. The story's in the works, and we went, and I get I'm sure it's fine. I'll check with Julie, and if you don't hear this, that's why. Anyway, we went, and it was so much fun. We had dinner. We saw magic. We saw so much magic. We saw close-up magic. They had this close-up magic parlor where I saw one of the most amazing tricks I've ever seen in my life. Describing a magic trick never goes well, but basically, this woman guessed a number. The number corresponded to a food. The food was a Snickers bar. He said, look under your chair. There's a Snickers bar. There was. Then later on, he did a card trick where he had someone rip a piece off of a card. And then the card was inside the Snickers wrapper. I don't know how. I know the whole point is magic is like, wow, my mind's blown. I don't know how, but I don't know how. The card, and it matched up with the bit. She had the little bit and it matched up and it was inside the Snickers. It absolutely blew my mind. It is the most incredible place I've ever been to in my whole life. Everyone I tell in LA that I was like, I went to the Magic Castle. They're like, oh yeah, I went years ago. It was pretty cool, I guess. And I'm like, there is live magic happening all the time, kind of near my house. I'm all in. So if I start talking about Magic Castle a lot, you know that I have found a way to join and I'm obsessed because I may have to just have it be the only restaurant / bar / magic house that I go to. It was wonderful. It was a jam-packed weekend. I went to kid birthday parties. I had a pizza party at my brother's because he makes that incredible Chicago tavern style pizza. And it was great. And it was topped off by an early Monday morning interview with Thomas Mack of Etrenaline, which I cannot wait to bring to you. Etrenaline is maybe the coolest thing I have heard of in the theme park amusement dining sphere in years. So I'm not even going to waste your time. We'll get into it shortly. But yeah, really, I'm so glad that I'm not able to share with you the toppings bar at Vidiot's at the movie theater. I'm not able to share with you footage of the magic tricks because Magic Castle, which also you have to wear formal wear to go there, which I loved. There's no photos, no videography. You can't really use your phone. And you have to dress so nicely. It was like being at an event, it was like being in a movie. I was going to say prom, but my prom was nowhere near as cool as the Magic Castle. But it was fun, but it was not as cool. But anyway, I'm so excited to share at least a little bit of the wonderful past few days that I've had with you. So stick around. This one is so good. Thomas is incredible. And I can't wait to tell you more about Etrenaline. Stick around after these words from our sponsors. Okay, you know that feeling that everyone knows something that you don't? For me, that used to be Quince, but no more. Quince is a truly astounding retailer, essentially carrying everything a person on your mood board would wear. We're talking washable silk blouses, chic leather bags, 14-karat gold jewelry, European linen dresses, and the best part of all is that Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They're up here with $50 Mongolian cashmere sweaters. $50! Beautiful, timeless items you can wear and actually live in. Meaning, you don't have to be scared to bring them on your theme park travels. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And if you're sensitive to retailers like I am, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. But it's not just your everyday work-life clothes. They have everything. I recently joined a new gym, big deal for me, and desperately needed new workout clothes to wear there. It's kind of like an LA gym. Like, you kind of got to look cute. So I ordered a pair of their Ultraform bike shorts and high-rise pocket leggings. And when I tell you, the quality of these leggings is truly on par with brands I paid three times as much for, which really kind of makes me love these three times more. I'm not only going to buy them again, but actually buy the other travel stuff in my cart because they have things like beautiful pastel suitcases for $129 and these wildly affordable compression packing cubes that I have been waiting forever to buy compression packing cubes, and they're always so pricey. And here, the price fits. So if you want to get ready for work, your new gym, travel, anything in your life, go to Quince. Quince.com/amusing will get you free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Ooh, that's nice for someone who puts stuff off like I do. That's Quince.com/amusing to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/amusing. This week, we are discussing Etrenaline, the unbelievable high-end dining attraction that is simply a dream for theme park people like me and you. This extraordinary German-themed culinary experience is part of Europa Park, a theme park resort located in Rust, Germany, on the border of France. And if you haven't heard much about Etrenaline, it is not because it's not the most incredible thing ever made. It's because there really isn't photo or video allowed inside. Would Etrenaline go viral in 2 seconds if they were able to put it all over TikTok? Yes, absolutely. But instead, they're committed to preserving the surprises inside for their diners, which I definitely think is the right choice. Still, the word on Etrenaline is getting out, especially in America, and I am happy to aid in that right here on Very Amusing. Because this? Be prepared. This episode will plant a seed that'll push Europa Park right to the tippy top of your travel to-do list, just like it did for me. This week, I am joined by Thomas Mack, co-founder of Etrenaline, managing partner of Europa Park, and a member of the Mack family, who not only established and built Europa Park, but also run Mack Rides, a German amusement construction company. They develop new ride tech that we see in our parks and in other parks worldwide, and they feature their own creations within their park as well. It's basically like if Walt Disney passed Disney parks on to his kids, and they passed it on to their kids' kids, but then those kids also casually built a ton of roller coasters and water rides and dark rides for themselves and other theme and amusement parks worldwide. That's this. The legacy is really a lot for your brain to take in. It is so cool. And I love that they have used their resort to do something extraordinary and delightfully unusual like this. Now, I have not yet been to Europa Park, but it is beautiful. I watched a ton of videos this week and I desperately want to go. They have some similarities to Disneyland and Disney World that make it feel more familiar than you might expect. I will post a walkthrough video in the show notes so you can just get a taste of all the themed experiences inside. But it's a beautiful resort that is really only made better by this one-of-a-kind mind-blowing dining offering. Here, you go on a journey, both through the senses and through your seat, because your seat is literally a ride vehicle. Board a floating chair, and you will float between themed spaces for each of the courses on this idyllic menu, where projections and effects and music and even scents enhance the perfectly composed dishes in front of you. And what I personally find so fascinating about this restaurant is that it never seemingly sacrifices one for the other. Listen, as a theme park head, I'd pay to board one of their sleek floating chairs to eat someone's leftover fries. But here, it is a marriage between the art of cuisine and the art of experiential attraction. They are both performing at their highest level, and Eatrenaline could not be any cooler. And while there's a chance this may come stateside, more on that in a bit, just hearing about how they developed it and what exists inside is worth a listen alone. So fresh off a huge win at the recent Thea Awards, which we covered last week, where Eatrenaline was honored with an award for Outstanding Achievement in Experiential Dining Attraction, we're bringing you even more about this, well, what do you even call it? It's not a restaurant that's a ride, or a ride that's a restaurant, but somewhere in between, living in this kind of liminal space between haute cuisine and high-end themed experience, and there's really nothing else like it, which is why I cannot wait to talk about it even more. So, with no further hesitation, let's discuss Eatrenaline. Thomas, welcome to Very Amusing.
Hello, good morning.
I am so excited to have you here because, listen, I cover theme parks professionally, and I don't think anything has excited me more in the past few years than Eatrenaline.
That sounds good. it's been a very exciting project, and we are very happy that I can try to explain it to your listeners.
Yeah, I would love to start just by, in your own words, can you describe what Eatrenaline is? Because it is a bit shrouded in mystery, and I feel like if anyone can do it justice, it's you.
I mean, it's really hard to explain. We came up with the idea 5 years ago when we thought, like, okay, what's next in the food and beverage industry? And so we, as you maybe know, my family background is manufacturing roller coasters, and I'm the eighth generation in the family business, and that's how everything started, building roller coasters. And we've been building roller coasters for every continent, I would say, for every big amusement park, Disney, Universal, all those big players. And of course, I have an F&B background, so I studied hotel and business management in Switzerland. And so we asked ourselves, okay, what's next in the food and beverage industry, and how could we combine great food with a ride system and media content? So that was the basic idea. And because when you usually go to a normal restaurant, you know exactly what's coming next. So you order your menu, you know that you have the starters, you have the main dish, you have the dessert, you have the wine in between. So you know exactly what's coming next. And at Eatrenaline, every 28 minutes, there's a new surprise for you waiting. So that's maybe how I would describe Eatrenaline. But as you have mentioned, it's really hard to explain. And I can only recommend to come over to Germany and experience it yourself.
I think what I find so interesting about it is that you have this gigantic amusement background, and you chose to go high-end cuisine. You chose to just go swing it out of the park in that respect. At any point did you think that this might work better as a kind of a traditional themed restaurant, more of a casual dining? Because I believe you have, is it an 8-course menu? So there's 8 different seating experiences?
Definitely. Yeah, we have 11 different rooms.
Oh my God.
And the eight course menu. And I mean, Europa Park is always also famous for great food, and we always try to have like a culinary journey around Europe, not only to have like the beautiful themed areas, but also that people are coming to our place for the great food. That was always a focus of our family. And 12 years ago, actually, we opened the restaurant, and we have a 2-star Michelin restaurant. So I think we are the only restaurant worldwide to have a Michelin star restaurant, and already 2 stars, and already since 10 years we have the 2 stars. And so we are also quite famous not only for fries and burgers, but also for great haute cuisine. And so that's how everything started. And we wanted to combine fine dining with the ride system, also because my friend Oliver, and he's my partner also, he's the CEO of Marché International, and maybe you know the brand Mövenpick Marché, which is like, they have 150 restaurants all over the world, and they are also known for great food. And that's how everything started. And we've been very successful since then. So we opened 1.5 years ago, And it's been really, really successful because we think we have created something completely new, kind of a new category of dining.
I don't disagree. And it also, the more that I looked into this, the more I realized that kind of nobody else could have done this but you. Like, it seems so unique to your background and your position that something this special exists. Do I selfishly wish it exists in America? Yes, I do, but still.
I mean, we are, as you maybe know, eTrendle was always meant to be expanded to other countries. And after I've been to LA last week for the Thea Award, we went to also Las Vegas, and we are talking to different investors and operators all over the world. And who knows, maybe your listeners can help us out to find the right investor and the right operator in the
Listen, if you need me to rally the troops, just let me know. Just send up a signal and we will do it because this
Go ahead, yeah.
stateside, whoo, this would be so much fun.
What is so special, and we haven't talked about our how we transport our people from one room to another. So we invented our floating chair, and the floating chair is very unique. So you sit on the on your chair, and the chair moves you from one world to the other. There's no metal linings. There's no magnetic lines. So it's a really unique vehicle. And what is so funny, because for example, we would start like a group of 16 people. We are sitting together, and then the doors open, and we dive in the next world, which is called ocean, for example. And there you are sitting in a group of four people. And you're in the next room, maybe you're sitting on a big table or in an Asian food bar. We have so many surprises during the dinner that every 28 minutes you are in a complete different environment. There's great food, but also media content, music, smell. So it's a 360 immersive dining experience.
Wow, so when you go from room to room, you might be seated next to completely different people than before. Or if you go, let's say you go on a date with someone, are you going to be sitting together the whole time, or is it a little like you don't know what's going to happen?
So your date would be always sitting next to you, so that wouldn't go that far. But yeah, you're right. I mean, for example, the two of us would sit together, but randomly next to other people. So as I told you, in the first room we are a group of four. In the next room we are sitting on a big table all together. Then there's a big round table, and you're always sitting next to a different person, except your partner. And that's what makes eTrendle so special, that it's very unique and it's very funny. And after the experience, you end up in a beautiful bar, and then you start talking to, "Hey, we've been together before. Oh, hi, where are you coming from?" And that is so special, because when you go to a normal restaurant, let's put it this way, you sit on your table and that's it, and you wouldn't start talking to other people. So it's a very communicative restaurant.
Design process like in the sense that did you have to develop the food and the visuals simultaneously, or which came first and which followed?
That's a good question. I mean, it's been a long, long way, and the floating chair actually is prototype number seven, because we didn't have the key how to move people from one room to other room without any track or metal linings. So basically, I think we created the food together with the floating chair, because also the location of the kitchen is very important, because at the same time, if the restaurant is full, there are 160 people in 11 different rooms, and of course they all have to have this have to get the food at the same time. And that's what makes it also very efficient. I mean, it first it sounds complicated, but it's a very efficient system, because as we know who's coming at what time and what they're eating, there's basically no food waste, because we have a pre-booking system. So we know exactly who's coming, if they drink alcohol, if there's any allergies, if there's a vegan, and then we don't have food waste. It's very efficient. So and also, if you look at the employees, they know exactly what to do, and there are basically no surprises.
Oh my gosh. I assume that just getting this off the ground, planning this must have been complicated, just figuring out the coursing and the rooms and the timing, because you have all of kind of the restraints of building a ride paired with all the restraints of building a high-end restaurant.
Yeah, definitely, because we didn't know how long a guest would need to eat his main dish. So because with all those immersive elements, it's really hard to tell how much time our guests would need. And so that took us quite a long time to figure out, is it 26 minutes, is it 28, is it 30 minutes? And on a normal night, we are doing around 160 people. So every 28 minutes, we welcome a new group of 16 people in our lounge area. And then the journey starts. And at the end, everybody ends up in a beautiful bar, as I have mentioned before.
Wow. And it sounds like the reception has been pretty good, that this place is booked and busy.
It's been very, very busy. And now with all those international awards we have won, it's becoming more and more popular. And we didn't know what to expect, and we didn't know where we are going to, because it was something completely new, and there was COVID in between. So we invested quite a lot of money for also like inventing this floating chair. And as I told you, we had like moving tables. We had like a big vehicle that would transport our guests from one room to other. But then with the floating chair, it was like that was the key to success. And because what was also very funny, for example, if it was your birthday, we just press one button and you'd be in the middle of your friends, and all your friends would float around you. Or if there's a wedding proposal, we can like bring the future woman to the middle of the room, and her husband would float around the other guest, and then could propose. And so that's a very unique experience, I can tell you.
Okay, I need to warn you now that when I go here, I will be lying and say it's my birthday. I will be lying. It will not be my birthday, but I need to see this firsthand.
You have to see it. It's very nice. You have to do it. Yeah.
Oh my God. This is like a ride secret that I'd usually tell people about, a coaster or a hack or where to sit. Now you just got to make sure it's your birthday, or someone who loves you wants to spend the rest of their life with you.
But what is very important is that we never wanted to be recognized as a ride or as a normal restaurant. It's like, it's a mix between, let's say like a movie theater, a restaurant, and a ride. So it's a complete new experience.
That's what I think I find so fascinating, is that I wouldn't have expected this sort of plan, this sort of ride system, this sort of media within the meal enhancing the entire experience, paired with a chef who used to work at El Bulli. Like, it's wild to wrap your head around that on its own, this would be a high-end restaurant and worthy of praise. And on its own, this would be a fantastic attraction. But together, it's unlike anything else.
You know, the basic idea actually came from when I was in Italy with Oliver, my partner, and we had a great bottle of red wine. And then, you know how it is. And we bought the bottle and we took it back home, and I opened the bottle on a rainy day in Germany, and the wine tasted differently. And so we recognized that it's not only about what you eat, but also where you eat it. You have like in which environment, what's the smell, what do you feel, what do you hear, what can you touch, and so that's a high impact on how you enjoy actually food.
It
makes
don't
a huge difference.
Yeah. I'd love if you can walk us through one of the spaces. I know every detail about this is very secret, but if you could tell us vaguely one dish and kind of what media or scent or experience guests can expect, just to really paint a picture of what one of these many rooms is like.
As I've told you, we have 11 different rooms, and one room, for example, is called the Ocean. And the Ocean, the doors open and you have a beautiful view on like you're underwater, and then magically there's a little tray that opens, and your food is right in front of you. So for example, you have a great fish dish. You have you can have a look at the beautiful, colorful fish, and underwater you have the smell of salt water. The temperature—it's different. Or another room is, for example, the world of umami, which is our Asian or Japanese room. It feels like sitting somewhere in Tokyo on at a sushi bar. You get the great Japanese dishes. You have a glass of cold sake, and it really feels like, sitting somewhere in Japan and having this unique experience. And we always asked ourselves, how can we stimulate all the senses in every room? So what do you hear? What do you see? What do you smell? What do you taste? And that's our goal, to have this fully 360 degrees immersive experience in every room.
Wow. What's your favorite room at Adrenaline?
Ooh. It's also depending on the food, because we're always changing the menu. So it's the fourth time that we have changed the menu since the opening. So people are coming back actually also for the great food. And that's the goal we wanted to achieve, that people are also coming back and bringing new friends and say, hey, let's go there again. They have a new menu. But I think my all-time favorite is the Japanese, the umami temple, which is like, I mean, I love Japanese food. But with the atmosphere and sitting on this Japanese food bar or sushi bar, that's a quite beautiful experience.
When the menu shifts, does the theming or the inspiration for each room change? Do the visuals change, or is it more just seasonal menu changes?
Basically, it's a seasonal change, but we've also started to change the content. But that's something we can. That's also, I mean, if you have like an Italian restaurant, it's really hard to change the concept to an Asian restaurant. But what we do is just change the content, we change the menu. And then you have a complete different restaurant experience. And I think that's also the advantage compared to a normal restaurant, that we are always willing and happy to change the content, the food, the smell, the music. So there's so many things to be changed, and that helps a lot for the repeating business.
It's just so cool. I mean, you had me at floating chair, so everything else is just incredible on top of it. What
You
has
had so
the
much fun floating around it.
I oh,
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
sure. Oh my God, testing those prototypes sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Do you find that people are traveling to Adrenaline and then staying for Europa Park, or are they coming to the park to do park things and then they stay and do Adrenaline?
I'd say it's both. More and more people are coming also for Adrenaline, especially now the park was closed now for 3 months, and we still saw a lot of people coming to spend the night at one of our six hotels and visiting Adrenaline or our two-star Michelin restaurant. So we have people that come for Adrenaline or Emelite or for all our other events what we have in the off season. The more and more popular the restaurant gets, and the more and more awards you are winning, of course, more and more people are coming, especially to discover Adrenaline. And that makes us happy that people, maybe also people who don't usually go to amusement parks, which I don't understand, but
Trust
still
me,
people
we don't
that.
understand it either.
We have now a target group that comes also only for Adrenaline, and then maybe stay a night longer and say, "Yeah, well, I didn't think that there's a beautiful amusement park next by," and then so that helps us to also that for people to stay longer than just one night.
Yeah. And what would you say you are most proud of with Adrenaline? Because you invented something that did not exist. So I assume the whole project is very special to you. But what do you walk away with most pride for, especially, a week after you just won a gigantic award and seem to keep winning them?
It's been a long journey, and we always said if there's anyone who has invented it, we don't want to do it, and we want to be unique and creative, and now have. I mean, it makes me so proud when now standing on the stage in LA for rewarding this beautiful award. I was really touched and emotional after such a long journey to be that people recognize what you have done. And yeah, the whole team and Oliver and I and my wife Katja, who did the, who's been the creative director of eChannelin. That's all. That's also something. I mean, it's not as, as I told you. It's not only a restaurant or a ride. It's also a Broadway show because it's everything is connected and perfectly timed, and even the floating chair is like a choreography of a ballet. I would say because it they are always like it's like dancing. I'm not a big dancer, but the floating chairs they dance.
You don't need to dance if you know how to invent a chair that'll do it for you.
Definitely. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, this was incredible. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about Europa Park or eChannelin or anything, any reason why they should travel to go see this?
Yeah, just come and visit. I think Europe is always a beautiful continent to visit, but especially Germany and the beautiful region of the Black Forest and our amusement park. It's a family-owned company in the eighth generation, and we are opening a new ride just in 3 weeks. It's called Voltron, which is a beautiful coaster from Mack Rides, which is our manufacturing company. And it's going to be an amazing coaster with 7 inversions, and that's a quite a cool coaster. Ooh. And I've been testing it. That's pretty cool. But it's so hard. I mean, it's easier to talk about roller coaster because everybody knows what a roller coaster is. But it's so hard to talk about eChannelin. That's why I just recommend everyone to come over and experience it.
Incredible. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to go. It's definitely the next thing on my list to visit. And I hope to share it again with listeners once I do.
And just if they're coming, they should contact us if they're coming from the US. And then we prepare a little surprise for the guests coming from the US.
Oh, a little travel surprise.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thank you so much. Wow. eChannelin is too cool. It's just too cool.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's been an honor to talk about it, and I hope you could get a little idea what eChannelin is.
Hey there, Carly, long-time listener, second-time caller. My name is Addie. I was just wondering if you knew of someone specific online I could look to for like comprehensive stuff on Alani. I'm going this summer in a couple of weeks, actually. No, less than that. Anyway, I'm going soon. And I'm staying DVC. I have no experience staying in DVC. I have no experience in Alani. I was wondering if there's someone like, you love the guy that does the stuff in Japan. I was wondering if there's someone who did that for Alani I could look to, or if you know anything. Love the show. Love the show. Have a nice day.
Hi, Addie. Yes, I have, I think, just the thing to help you on your trip this summer to Aulani. I was already going to say that YouTube is your best bet, but Ordinary Adventures, who are theme park people, just did a DVC-centric video to Aulani. I believe it was their first trip there as DVC members, and so that is the theme of their video for Aulani. I believe the video is also pretty long. I think it clocks in close to an hour. Yeah. So this should include not only visuals and information about everything you can see while you're at the property, but it'll also give you kind of the DVC background or the DVC look on it that I believe you are looking for. So or that video, I'll put it in the show notes. Peter and Kitcher's video should be perfect for you. But I do also want to recommend that you follow Happiest Ohana. That's the best local person I can recommend. Happiest Ohana usually posts new merch, stuff about characters, and that's the person I've seen do the best job of updates on the ground at the resort from someone who goes frequently, who is more local than someone who's just visiting occasionally. Those two, I will link those in the show notes, but I will also link to a story I wrote for Travel and Leisure. And generally, I was going to say, you know, I wouldn't really lean into anything that was written before the pandemic. Editorial guides, often it's from one standalone trip, so they're not really updated. So that's why I recommend Peter and Kitra's recent video. But when I was pulling up my link just to see if there was any other tip I should give you, I realized that someone at Travel and Leisure updated it within the past year. So it should. They said it was edited. I've obviously been hands-off for many years of that story, but I will link that just in case because I did have a lot of advice for navigating a resort like this, particularly with things like pool wristbands and going to bed early and waking up early and how that's the cadence of the resort, things like that, just stuff you may not glean from a YouTube video, depending on if I watched part of Peter and Kendra's, but I'm not sure if it's in there. So just a bunch of information like that about like guide specific tips and tricks, which is what I love to do. I will also link that. So between the three of those, you should be good to go. But also, Aulani's a place to relax, so don't worry too much. You will be able to do everything you want when you're there, and hopefully I see Duffy. Hopefully you get to hug Duffy. Hopefully you get to have so much fun because it's Aulani. Aulani's incredible. I haven't been in a long time. I got to get back to Aulani. It's been too long. That lazy river is great. They got some water slides, Goofy by the pool. It's a nice time. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful visit. And if you have any other DVC related questions, please let me know. It is something that I am hoping to learn more about in the near future and maybe even cover here on the podcast. So have a wonderful trip and thank you for calling. That's our show. Hit the wrong note there, but it's okay. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you to Thomas Mack and everyone over at Etrenaline and Europa Park for helping put this podcast episode together. And a special thank you, of course, to Tia, who helped as well. This was originally supposed to be a part of a different episode. We split it into two. So thank you, Tia. Thank you for having me at your Theo Awards. Thank you to everything you do. And thanks to everyone, generally speaking. You can rate, review, and follow Very Amusing on Apple Podcasts, and you can rate and follow us on Spotify. I love it when you do. I love seeing those reviews. It's very nice, and I appreciate it. Our little community, our little audio community, can live in a text format. You finally like see what other people are saying. It's nice. It's nice. You can give us a call literally at any time of day or night at 747-CHURROS. Send a voice note to 747-CHURROS or email it to 747-CHURROS@gmail.com. You can buy Very Amusing merchandise at very-amusing.com, and you can follow me at Carly Wiesel across the internet and join the FOMALY at facebook.com/groups/CarlyWiesel. You can also subscribe to my Instagram at Carly Wiesel. Basically, I am just posting a bunch more stories over there. It's been so much fun. I don't know what else to say. Whenever I do Disney stuff, I post extra stuff there. If I go to the park, if I go to an event, I'm posting little recaps. I'm doing Q&As. I'm taking polls. I'm doing stuff like that over on subscribers, which has been so fun. It's just nice to have like a smaller community to post to instead of... Sometimes I feel like I'm yelling publicly and it's a little stressful. It's a little too much because everything I say has to be scrutinizable. I think that's the best way to describe it. Scrutinizable. So having a little community, and it's actually not a little community. There's a ton of us now, but it's super fun. And I welcome you and I join you. It's 99 cents a month, which is less than cold foam on one Starbucks drink, which is, I think I provide you a month of joy. I'm not going to knock cold foam, but it is, you know, cold foam's a one-time thing. Then it melts into your drink and you got to drink it real, real fast. So you have to, like, if you're having cold foam, you got to have it the second you get it. But this is, anyway, it's 99 cents. You'll get 99 cents worth of entertainment and fun. And I welcome you. It's been a blast and I love doing it. Anyway, this episode was edited superfluously by Jeff Fox. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon.
Hey, sweeties, mom. Again, happy birthday to my beautiful Pearl. Okay, but everything on the podcast this week is a blur compared to what you said. My mom is always right. Let that sink in. My mom is always right. I love her. Music to my ears. Everything else after that was wonderful. The pizza party was wonderful. I had such a good time. But the STIA, I think it's called STIA, Disney Theme Dinner Awards, the best part of the award is that you went with Brandon. I absolutely adore and love him so much. He's so much fun. By the way, you did look gorgeous in your blue frontier dress because you tried it on for me. It was stunning. All right, so I love that you took a picture of the the Polaroid photo where you had the crown, roses, and award. I didn't even get to see that yet, so I'm excited. I'll see it in a couple weeks. All right, Steven Spielberg. Let's get right to it. The awards are great. Dinner was great. Food was great. Steven Spielberg. So I bet when that girlfriend went and looked at that back table and said it looks exactly like him, but it wasn't him, I think that's genius. I think it was him. I think he was sitting back there so people would leave him alone. But you know that if I was with you, I have no shame. I don't know what that is. I would have gone up to him. I would have looked him in the face and say, you look exactly like Steven Spielberg. I think you might be him. I would absolutely have done that because I'm so crazy. I would do that. But what a fun night. You described everything so well that I sat here listening. It was so much fun. I pictured the room. I pictured everything. It was so great. I'm so glad you had a good time. I love you so much. I love you, Pearl. Happy birthday again. And I love you, John Stamos. I will see you guys next week. Bye. And don't forget to sign up to the subscription. It's amazing. Bye-bye.